That's all from Information Desk for this week. Our next batch of stories include how a historic pub is spared demolition and a dog owner vows not to return to Mousehold Heath after pets are poisoned. But first, a rallying cry goes out to stop knife crime.
A caseworker has warned that the only endgame for young people involved in County Line's drug dealing is prison or death. Former Norwich boxer Earl Ling, a caseworker for the St Giles Trust, said young people getting involved with crime had great business acumen but needed role models to guide them onto a better path. He spoke at the first Norwich Evening News open house discussion on knife crime and County Line's drug dealing, which saw experts debate the urgent need for agencies to work together. Mr. Ling said young people needed to use their skills elsewhere. That's what we're trying to get through to them, that there is no end game with drug dealing. There's prison or death, he said.
A 90-year-old great-great-grandmother has made a television appearance after attracting national attention for her woolen recreation of Sandringham House. Margaret Seaman spent 16 days displaying her masterpiece at the Forum in Norwich as part of the Norfolk Makers Festival last month and will now be taking it on the road, starting by headlining at the ITV studios in London, where she joined Holly Willoughby and Philip Schofield on this morning. She was inspired to knit the Queen's Norfolk retreat after visiting with her grandson last spring and started creating it in July last year, knitting for around 12 hours a day to bring it to life. And Mrs. Siemens picked up her needles once again ahead of her appearance on the daytime chat show yesterday to knit the This Morning co-presenters sitting on their sofa. Mrs. Siemens lives in Caister-on-Sea with her daughter Tricia, 71, who also lends a hand with the knitting and constructing. Prior to knitting Sandringham, Margaret knitted a woolen version of Great Yarmouth Seafront in the 1970s. Mrs. Seaman uses her needle skills to raise money for local causes and collects donations for four-year-old Anna Poppy Lawson from Bradwell, who is battling aggressive brain and spinal cancer.
Marion Howes, 72, and from Norwich, took her Cocker Spaniel Mayor and Labrador Clover, along with two other dogs owned by her daughter, for a walk on Mousehold Heath. Within an hour of returning from the walk, Clover started shaking, and as the severity increased, Mrs. Howes took her to the vet, where she was immediately treated for a seizure. Not long after, Mrs. Howes' other dog, Maya, also started to shake and was taken to the vets. With two dogs exhibiting the same symptoms, vets told Mrs. Howes they believed the cause of the problem was poisoning. Mrs. Howes said, "I've lived in Norfolk for about 48 years and I've never seen anything like this before. I'm a dog lover. I know there's lots of people who will just say, put her down, but I couldn't do that, no way. I've probably got through £3,500 up to now. My insurance policy won't last forever. So I'll bring her home and work with her myself." Mrs. Howes said the experience meant she would find someone new to walk her dogs. She said, "I'll never take them to Mousehold again." A spokesman for Medivet Catton, where Mrs. Howes took her dogs, said the practice was advising dog owners to keep their pets on a lead and be aware a dog had been poisoned after visiting Mousehold Heath.
Police are investigating after catalytic converters were cut off of two parked cars in broad daylight. Thieves targeted two cars parked in the Cossey Park and Ride at some point during the day. One victim, who did not want to be named, said, "I work at the hospital and regularly park at the Cossey Park and Ride. Today I had my catalytic converter stolen from my car, a Honda Jazz, while I was at work. As I was waiting for recovery, another rescue van came in and it had happened to another driver of a Jazz too. I was unfamiliar with this crime, but apparently this is common practice. Catalytic converters control exhaust emissions by cleaning the toxic gases created by car engines and usually contain precious metals attracting the thieves. As recently as last September, police urged motorists to be vigilant and mindful of vehicle security after a spate of catalytic converter thefts. Davina Langley, marketing manager at Go East Anglia, which runs the Cossey Park and Ride, said, "We have put an extra patrol at all of our park and ride sites, not just the one at Cossey, after these incidents. We are working with the police and the council to help ensure the safety of our customers and their property."
Plans to demolish an empty 231-year-old pub have been rejected by the council. Owner Marlin Spike, a London-based asset management company, was denied permission to knock down the Griffin pub in Thorpe St Andrew. The pub, which was bought by the current owners in 2018, has stood derelict for nearly 3 years. The demolition plans had met with fierce criticism from the Norwich and Norfolk branch of the Campaign for Real Ale, CAMRA, and the Broads Authority. The senior planning officer at the Broads Authority said the pub can be traced back to as early as 1789, so it clearly has some historic significance, and the building is considered to be a non-designated heritage asset, and its loss would be regretful. According to the Norfolk Pubs website, the premises on Yarmouth Road was recorded as the Griffon in 1789. In 1888, its name was then changed to Pleasure Gardens, while it has also been known as Gunga Din's Old Colonial House. It was renamed the Griffin in 2000 before being bought by Marlin Spike in 2018.
A prestigious industry award that has seen Greater Anglia named Train Operator of the Year has been branded an insult to passengers following a litany of problems to hit its services. The company, which holds the franchise to run the majority of rail services in Norfolk and Suffolk, was praised as the UK's top operator at the Rail Business Awards. It comes less than 2 months after passengers were hit with dozens of delays and cancellations as Greater Anglia's rural services were plagued with signalling errors and train faults in December. There has also been a string of problems with the introduction of its new £1.4 billion fleet of electric Statler trains that have added to the misery of passengers. Greater Anglia said the award covered 12 months that had seen it carry out a number of improvements, including introducing the Norwich in 90 service, improving its delay repay compensation scheme to include all delays of 15 minutes and over, and starting to introduce new trains. The award has been met with incredulity on social media from passengers who saw fares increase by 2.6%.